Freedom Fiends, live from Porkfest. Recorded live in front of a live studio audience. And on the other end of the line, in a secret undisclosed location for his own safety and protection from the government, we have Randy England. How you doing, Randy?
Hey, Lou, how are you? What is it, about 40 degrees up there in New Hampshire?
No, it's 69 right now.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah, but Saturday morning it was 41, and can't deal with it. So, we have a couple of the Fiends hosts that have already arrived. We have some that are en route. When we left the show earlier today, Michael W. Dean was down in Guantanamo Bay getting waterboarded with Brando energy drink because it has electrolytes, and that's what prisoners crave. And we have Diana, who is in a secret undisclosed location somewhere in Montreal, Canada, for her own safety. And we have Derek J's here, Nikki's here. We have a few more that are en route, some that are in hiding, some that are coming in on their submarines and their boats and their hovercraft and everything else. So what's been going on down there in Jeff City?
Well, we're still using air conditioning down here, but it's great here in the Ozarks. As long as it isn't winter, there's no snow to shovel, you know, up and down the hills. It's just fine. But it's kind of good to be on the show tonight because I'm not there at Porkfest, and I wish I could be, and I kind of am now. So I'm kind of happy with that.
Well, if you can't do it in real life, do it through audio.
Yes, I mean, I'm not there, but I'm live.
Yes. My friend Danny was hoping to get up here, but she couldn't make it, but her coffee press did make it, and it's sitting on the desk, so she'll take great joy in that.
Did you say that Diana is there, or is she somewhere else?
She's en route. We have to sneak her across the barbed wire from the U.S.-Canadian border, and she should be coming in at an undisclosed time on an undisclosed day.
All right, well, we won't go any deeper into it than that.
Nope, we have to maintain operational security. So, we have some people here, and some of them you might know. We have Derek Slope is here and his wife Donna.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Derek, you want to come up here? And they're old-time Porkfesters. How many times have you been here, Derek?
I've been here. This is my third trip.
Okay. So third time. What have you gone through in your previous times up here?
Yeah, it's been just bliss all week, every time.
Okay. Yeah. What sort of activities do you take part in?
Hanging out. I mean, it's the people here, it's an incredible experience. Everybody's on the same page. You know, you're used to... Used to interact with people that aren't quite there, and at Porkfest, everybody is just in sync. It's bliss all week.
Yeah.
If you're not here, I'm sorry you're not here. Maybe you can make it next year.
Okay. Yeah. What's the word on how big a crowd is going to be there?
It's huge.
I heard around 1,500 was expected, according to Facebook.
Yeah, and I think the campground is just about booked out.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, my understanding is in the past, not quite as many people have come in this early. There were people that were coming in last night, and the place is darn near full today. You got the vendors out there selling their wares and everything else, and it's like it's almost full. It's like everybody came on time. How do you get anarchists to do that?
Yes, I've heard a lot of people comment, and I can't believe how many people are here for a Sunday. The first Sunday, they're like, it's just like Agora Valley's just booked already.
It's only Sunday.
And it's only Sunday. So it's amazing.
Yeah, I was really shocked because a lot of people that I know weren't coming in until Tuesday or Wednesday.
A lot of people, yeah. Tuesday seems to be the big day this year to come in on, I hear.
Okay. It gets crazier all week.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So what activities do you guys have planned? Because I know there's a lot of presentations going on here.
You know, it's funny because I plan months in advance. I've been planning my Porkfest trip. I look on the online schedule, and I always know exactly what I'm going to do. I sign up for classes, And this year, I have no expectations. I haven't signed up for anything. I'm just going to go with the flow, see what comes up, and join what looks good. And I don't want to, I don't know, stifle myself.
The revolution is evolving.
Are there any speakers that the two of you are really interested in seeing?
Ben Stone, always. Yeah, always going to see Ben
Ben's
Stone.
Ben's going to have three talks. I haven't looked at the schedule. I've been having so much fun and meeting so many people that I met before and are meeting this trip that are first-time ForkFest attendees that I haven't even had a chance to look at the schedule.
Oh, but I am very interested in, we met the guy, Robert, from Journal. What was the name of his organization? Journalistic. This isn't helpful.
I can't remember what it is, but I met him too.
Yes, and he's doing a talk on Trivium, I think he keeps calling it.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in seeing that.
Revolution Radio.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, that's what it was.
I haven't looked at the schedule too closely myself. I'll get around to it probably by Friday or Saturday. And
every year it seems like there's more technical stuff going on. Tomorrow morning there's a mesh network talk. They're trying to get a mesh network up at ForkFest.
Really?
Friday hackathon, don't forget.
There's a hackathon on Friday. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Derek likes to do a lot of hackathon things from our home state. He participates a lot in that, so.
All right. I know that the theme this year was going to be a lot of the DIY stuff, and it sounds like there's going to be a lot of the technical nerdy stuff, too. You know, I just upgraded from America Online to Net Zero last week, so it kind of throws me off a little bit.
You still got an AOL email address, I understand.
Yes, I do.
We won't hold it against you.
Hey, it's a dump zone. It's kind of like my mailbox is a spam folder.
Absolutely. That's what my Yahoo does. It's just where I send all the spam. When you sign up for things online, you have to put in your email address. So I just put in my Yahoo because I know they're just going to send me junk. So.
Well, that's the same with my AOL. So
yep.
It's like my throwaway gun of email addresses.
Absolutely.
Can you still make a new account on AOL, or are you stuck with the one you have?
Oh, yeah, you can still make them.
Can you still get the discs in the mail where you get, like, free, like, 60 hours?
I have piles of AOL coasters in my house in little tin packages.
It's true.
I don't know if they use that for the primary deliverer of Internet and all that other stuff anymore. I think that went away with dial-up, which I got rid of 3 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
You still have a landline phone then?
No, I don't. No? Wait, technically I do. I haven't used it in 3 years. Yeah. And matter of fact, I don't even think it's
hooked up. They still bill you for that when you're not
using it. Hey, AT&T, could you cancel that for me, please? No, actually, I got it just for a fax line, and I never wound up using it, and I never got around to getting rid of it, but I'll do that.
People don't use fax anymore, though.
The government does.
Okay.
as well as the regular snail mail and all the other stuff. So, any great plans, expectations, predictions, of what's going to be going on here?
Expectations. I expect to have an amazing time. Yeah. That's about what I'm really happy with the DIY theme this year. I think that's very important for a lot of people, especially, I don't want to, this might sound bad, but people that come from bigger cities, they don't have the opportunity. Like, we come from a rural area. We grew up, like, farming and stuff like that. But I think a lot of people from the bigger cities, they don't have that, understand how to grow their own food, how to take care of them. I don't want to say use the term take care of themselves because that sounds mean. But, they don't really have that. They didn't have that opportunity growing up, perhaps. And it's nice to be able, like, they're doing a front yard garden, how to do a nice front yard garden class that I'm interested in doing myself. And I think it's important for people to know how to do simple things like grow your own food that back just like 2-3 generations ago, that's what people did. And they took it for granted that I'm just going to grow my own food. You don't have to go to the store to buy it. But now a lot of people, and especially in the younger generation, they don't know how to grow their own food. They just, we'll go to the store, we'll buy food. But there's going to come a point very soon, I think, where that's not going to be an option. We need to take care of ourselves, of course. That's what, So I think it's good. I'm really impressed with the DIY theme for this year. I anticipate on learning a lot of things myself and relearning a lot of things from when I was growing up that I've kind of forgotten because I've gotten away from it So it's exciting.
Yeah. Over the past couple of years, I've gotten into that a little bit more. And I grew up with a garden at home. Mm-hmm. And that was just a thing that we did every year.
We always did, yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily about getting rid of the grocery store or, you know, really cutting it down. It was mostly for fun. But, you know, back in the 70s, you know, money was a little bit tight for my family, so we had to, you know, cut corners where we could. And,
right.
And it was a way to cut corners, but I think it was mostly for enjoyment. It wasn't
right.
a way of life. And when I look at my nieces and nephews, who are probably about 15 years younger than me, or maybe even a little bit more, they don't understand that food doesn't really come from the store.
Right.
That's just where you buy it. And it's a lesson that needs to be relearned.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my mom had them up north on a vacation in the Upper Peninsula, and my mom got out of the car to go pick some wild blueberries, and the kids thought that she was trying to poison them.
No kidding. Well, the sad thing about stores, of course, is most of the food, it's not really food anyway. It's like food-like products. Like, we put it in our bodies and it makes us not feel hungry anymore, but it's not nutritional. It's all chemicals. It's all crap. And it with the GMO and everything, even buying, you think you're buying nice fresh vegetables and you're still getting poisoned, you know. I think it's important to, if we could just grow our own food, we know where it comes from, we know what's on it. And, like, because growing up, we always had a garden, and it was kind of a survival thing. We were quite, you know, poor growing up, and we would, you know, we'd can everything, we'd freeze stuff, and that's how we made it through the winter. And it sounds kind of sad, but that's the way it was for us. And of course, I don't have to do that now, and I don't grow my own garden, but I would really like to. I'd like my kids to know, because they kind of take it for granted too. They're still small, and when we're out of food, they're like, well, Mom, just go to the grocery store because I'm hungry. I'm like, well, I'm not going to go to the grocery store just because, you know, we've got other food. And they don't want to enjoy the vegetables, the fresh food. They want the garbage that, you know, that sometimes I buy for them. And it's just ridiculous. I think it's sad that that's what society has come to. We eat all this garbage and we think it's okay. And
more Freedom Fiends live from Pork Fest. We'll be back after this trip to the market. Worms.
Listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to the Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Welcome back to the Freedom Fiends, live from New Hampshire. And in studio with me live, we have Jason and Mary, the hippies.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, they are amazing artists. They can take anything and turn it into art.
Repurposing the roads since 2013.
Yes. Explain the repurposing the roads.
Yeah.
And this is purely hypothetical, because if it was a crime, you know, it definitely wouldn't happen.
Well, hypothetically, if you were to find some road and wrap it around some wallets.
Yeah, if the DOT lost track of some of their road striping.
Just saying.
And it ended up wrapped around some wallets or some drinking flasks or cut into collages. Things like that.
Okay, so we are talking about the road striping and not the asphalt.
Not the asphalt.
Okay.
We left that intact.
No, you left it in potholes like you found it.
Exactly.
We also use currency in our art.
Oh, do tell.
Yes. Tell them about the melted pennies.
Well, we have tons of melted pennies, but I like the collage work you've done with the bills better.
Yeah, we've got a couple examples of it. There's George Washington is puking out part of a flag. We also did some taking apart of flags, and there's one piece where I wove in a flag and a bill, and George Washington has the red and white stripe kind of coming out of his mouth.
And if you're wondering what exactly you can get away with legally, we have that listed, too, on one of
yes.
the pieces.
Yes, we spelled out the codes.
Excellent.
They spelled out the codes.
Yeah, as far as desecration of the flag or currency.
Excellent. So Porkfest, what do you got going this week?
Having a blast reconnecting. It's amazing because you were talking about reconnecting with the last person that was on, and these guys turned around and we just made another connection. It's been great.
Yeah, meeting people that we already knew, some people that we're just meeting for the first time, but
yeah, and it was really nice. As I know you guys in real life from outside of Porkfest, because you guys are from Michigan, members of the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition. So it's nice for at least a handful of us to get together out here.
And yeah, not as many as I wish. But.
Of course not. But we have Lynn and Paul here, and we'll get them up here in a little while to chit-chat. But, yeah, it's great to see you guys. So how many times have you been out here?
This is our second year.
Yeah, we were here last year and this year.
Okay. So what have been your experiences out here? What sticks out that you would want to share with everybody for your commercial of why you should come to Porkfest?
Well, I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. Just the amazing immediate connection you have with people, other people who are connected with the ideas of liberty and...
Yeah, liberty buzz, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
So... How many people have you made connections with that you've kept in contact with? And
at least a dozen. You mean since last year?
Yeah.
Oh, at least a dozen. There's quite, I can't tell you how many people I'm trying to find this year, too.
Yeah, we've met a couple already. I mean, we're here today. Jason and Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
And we met them last year at Porkfest, fellow artists. Is that me?
I have no idea what that was.
All right. I just realized how difficult it is. I have a person on either side of me, and I can't turn my head without losing the connection with the mic.
I did that on purpose.
You're like Jesus in the Last Supper.
Thank you. Thank you, Lou. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lou.
It's my pleasure. Randy, do you have any questions for them?
Well, is this you folks are the furthest ones who've come to Porkfest yet, or are you going to have everybody
raise
their hands and say who came the furthest yet? Have you done that yet?
We got Australia.
Australia.
You got Australia? Australia in the room?
Yep, we have Australia. Wow. We have Utah.
Wow.
That's pretty far. Anybody that's from neat. New Zealand?
And Michael is on his way from Wyoming, right?
Technically, he's coming from Cuba right now, but yeah, he is from Wyoming. So, yeah, it's people from everywhere.
Yeah,
so
we're from Southwest Michigan and got in actually a day early, so it was really nice to connect with some folks we already knew in camp. And yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be peddling some of your artwork here?
We actually have some examples up in the back of the room, and we will have stuff set up at our campsite. I don't know if I should say the number of the campsite.
Yeah, I don't know. They can find you.
Oh, we're pretty obvious.
Yeah.
We stick out.
Yeah, just... no, not really. Not so much here.
I don't know.
Not as much as usual.
Yeah, if you say look for the hippies, you know, it's like people are snapping their necks.
Yeah.
So, as far as the events or speakers and things like that, what do you have your heart set on seeing?
I haven't really looked at the schedule.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
Just connecting and having fun and seeing whatever interests us.
All righty. Okay, Randy, are you getting all this?
I am. I did have a question about
the morning.
You melt pennies to make art?
Yes, that's one of the many things we've done.
And you
many things.
You ever put the pennies on the railroad tracks and flatten them out?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's cool. How about if you ever flattened out Federal Reserve notes?
Flattened,
railroad track?
Made them flatter.
Yeah, just think about it. Yeah. Okay.
Can you make them out any flatter than they already are?
I don't know. I just wonder what it was look like. I used to put pennies on the track, and I thought it was pretty cool. But I haven't done that in quite a long time.
Yeah, well, I've made some sort of small wind chimes out of quarters and things with hammers.
The Fiat notes, I don't think would work too well.
I've chopped a few pennies into sculptures, too, as well.
Well, if you chopped up Federal Reserve notes, that would at least counteract some of the inflation from printing bazillions of them. So you'd be doing a good deed anyway.
If you do it with the intent to remove it from circulation, yes.
That would take an awful lot of chopping.
I don't want to suggest that then.
There's a technicality to be argued there.
So what are these different codes as far as what you can do with the money?
Have you got it memorized?
Do I have it memorized? I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. I'm sorry. Whoever mutilates, defaces, disfigures, perforates, unites, or cements together any bank bill, draft, note, or other...
Evidence of debt
issued by any national bank or any Federal Reserve system... shall be fined under this title not more than $100 or 6 months in jail or both.
Okay, we just had somebody deliver the codes from the back of the room. Nice thing about Porkfest is everybody's so helpful.
And we've done two different versions of it because the versions I've done before were like the post, was it 92, they changed the code. And then the flag one's back there, too, and that's pretty much whoever mutilates, cuts, disfigures, and there's a couple other words.
It's very similar, except for you get a whole year for that.
You get tramples upon. Yeah, you get more time with that one. So
yeah, it's more than 6 months.
I think that would be unconstitutional against the First Amendment, wouldn't it, to desecrate a flag?
Maybe you can't maintain it on the floor. That's the most interesting wording in the whole bill thing.
Trampling and maintaining on the floor.
Don't maintain it.
But Randy, the Constitution itself is unconstitutional.
Yes, but they don't know that.
It's a piece of paper. I'm not partial to any particular piece of paper, whether it be fiat or constitutional.
It's not just a piece of paper. It's a magic parchment.
Sorry, Lou.
It is made from vellum.
I'm sorry. I come on.
Sheepskin. By sheep, for sheep. On sheep. Randy, do you know why the Constitution was actually unconstitutional?
I'm not even going to guess on
you're
that
the legal
right
wizard
now. Tell me. Because when they came together to create the Constitution, they were only there for the purpose of revising the Articles of Confederation?
Well, that's part of it, but the requirement to amend the Articles required unanimous consent of all 13 separate nations, and there was not unanimous consent. As a matter of fact, Rhode Island, I don't even believe that they sent delegates to that convention or however it was running, but basically they pulled a fast one and the founding lawyers launched a coup and created the new Continental Order.
I think we were kind of saying the same thing there. But actually, the Articles of Confederation, rather than being revised, just became a dead letter, so I'm not sure we can go anywhere with that one.
I guess the only place that we could go with that is where we wound up. Screwed. So,
yes.
So any parting thoughts, Jason, Mary? Anything that you want to ramble about?
Well, I missed this place already. Just got here.
Me too. And since they just came in, if it would be cool if they go next.
Oh, the Ritters? Okay, yeah, we'll get them up here. Yeah. They have that look of, no, I don't want to. But, hey, it's okay. We won't force you.
It's all voluntary here, so.
Yeah, we'll just do the guilt thing. Get back here. Somebody lock the door.
Good talking to you, and have a great night.
All right, thank you very much for coming on here. And
good night.
That was Jason and Mary, the hippies from Michigan, and their artwork is amazing. You give them two or three articles, and they will turn it into some sort of artwork. They play with the chalk on the sidewalk and just everything under the sun. So,
you know, the chalk on a sidewalk is a good way to repurpose the roads.
Well, yeah, and I think out in Keene that they're pulling guns over it or brandishing firearms and just getting absolutely goofy over it.
Seems reasonable.
No, not so much. So
to them, I mean.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
To them, it seems reasonable.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because you know, if you have people having a good time, you know, you definitely got to get in there and you got to hoot and holler and bring it to a screeching halt. And we'll be back with more Freedom Fiends right after this, live from Pork Fest.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Hey, this is Squisscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Freedom Fiends, live from Pork Fest. This is Lusander Fiend sitting in for Mr. Michael Dean. And on the other end of the internets, we have Randy England.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. And sitting right next to me in studio, we have Paul and Lynn, some friends of mine from Michigan and fellow members of the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Lou.
Well, thanks
hey,
for
Lynn
coming
and Paul.
On. And
hi, Randy.
And welcome to Pork Fest. You guys just got in this evening.
Late, after dark. It's no fun setting up camp in the dark, but we did it in one day.
Would you like to explain your setup process again?
Okay.
Because it was nothing like mine.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be complaining. I pulled in and pushed a button, and these hydraulic rams came down and set my camper up.
Okay.
Once that task is done, I push a button and widen out our dining room, and then I walk to the back, and I widen out our bedroom.
Okay.
And, it's exhausting.
And brutal. That thing with the hydraulics that you were talking about, Paul, that's what balances it out, right?
Yeah, it's nice and level. You could set a marble on the counter now.
Okay. So, essentially, you exerted 0.02 calories in that process.
I'm whooped.
Okay. So, Pork Fest, how many times have you guys been here before?
This is my third year.
This is my first.
Yeah. Oh.
Finally brought the ball and chain with me.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. I'm sure that was the right decision, especially since she's within arm's reach of you.
Oh, I already calculated that. I'm actually just out of arm's reach. So.
Yeah, but she has a knife in her pocket. She showed me earlier. So, what do you guys have planned for this trip here? Lynn, what are the... I know that you're into, you know, checking out all these different things, and what are you going to be doing? I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a wine tasting in there because...
I actually brought my own wine.
Okay.
That's gone, isn't it?
Did that make it on the drive?
It did. It did. Paul has to get a chauffeur's license before I can drink in the back of the RV.
Okay.
So that's step number two that we got to get working on.
Okay. So what do you have planned for this trip? What's on your list of things to do?
Well, one's already checked off, and that was kind of finding some of our friends from Michigan and kind of getting oriented with the campground. And we did some walking around right away after our exhausting setup. And for this week, I really want to check out some of the DIY stuff. I want to do some yoga, and there's a couple gardening things. We do garden, but I always feel like we can learn more. And
you also raise chickens.
Yes, we do.
And by the way, did you bring extra eggs?
I brought a couple.
Okay, cool.
I might be able to share some with you.
All right, thanks. So what do you have on your schedule for this trip?
Well, this is my third Pork Fest, and I'm going to enjoy some of the stuff here, but I want to kind of branch out a little bit and kind of look around the state a little bit while the family's here hanging out. So I kind of want to get a feel for the different towns and stuff. Kind of see what's available here. We're signers of the Free State Project, so I kind of want to start looking at where we might want to think about moving to.
Okay. I have to tell you that is very beautiful here, and I could see myself living in a place like New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's nice. It would be kind of a lateral move weather-wise for us, but other than that, there's a lot of Liberty people here, and that's way more important than any weather, so...
Okay. Now, you brought your son with you this trip, right?
Sure did.
Okay. And he's 12?
He's 11.
Okay. He's still 11.
11 going on 17.
Okay. Yeah. And an electrical engineer.
Yeah.
He's a little genius.
He's a little radical unschooler, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't had his curiosity and desire to learn beaten out of him yet.
It was close. We pulled him out just in the nick of time.
Okay. So what do you guys have planned for him, or what does he have planned for himself?
We're hoping there's some good kids stuff here for him to do, but I haven't been involved with that too much in years past. So we're just going to see what develops, see what he finds to do.
I did notice that in the schedule.
And we're going to break. We'll be right back after this. More Freedom Fiends, second hour coming up. Worms.
Shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Freedom Fiends, and we are back live from Pork Fest, Lancaster, New Hampshire. This is Lusander Fiend with
Randy England. Good morning.
And we have another guest that has come up to the podium, and this is Trip. And where are you from, Trip?
Florida.
Florida. So how long was your drive up here?
It was insane. Our merch and tents and air mattresses haven't even arrived, so we had a buddy that was hauling the trailer that had a blowout last night in Richmond, so we're still waiting for their arrival. Sometimes in the wee hours of the morning, we're not even sure right now.
So what are you going to do for sleeping?
Whatever we can. We've got two cars on lot now, so that's a viable option.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure something's going to work itself out. This is Pork Fest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how many times have you been to Pork Fest?
This is our first time. We had two members of our crew come last year, and we had this great idea for us to make Pork Fest the experience. So we're kind of here making a documentary as well. So,
really? What are you looking to do with your documentary?
It is called Pork Fest the Experience. So as much as we want to get in on the different workshops and everything that's going on here, we really do want to get into conversations with people. And we even, as soon as our tents arrive, we'll have a tent set up as sort of a confessional booth as well, just for people, anybody that wants to come in and sort of say what Pork Fest means to them. And hopefully add it in the documentary somewhere. So we're really hoping to capitalize on the overall feeling of the place, not just all the great things that are going on this week.
Okay. Trip, that's a great idea, what you're doing. I've noticed the last couple of years, there's always been some fella, and I was always grateful for him because I wasn't there, because he would at least turn on his video camera and just walk all around and show everything that he saw. I mean, it wasn't a professionally done thing, but it was kind of neat to see. And you're going to do it for real.
Yeah, it's we're looking forward to it. And you know, the editing's going to be I'm sure a nightmare, and hours and hours and hours of footage. But you know, we're hoping to give it out for free and then compile a bunch of extra, you know, quote bonus materials or whatever that people, you know, if they choose to, could purchase it from us for, you know, reasonable prices.
Now, how many documentaries have you done already?
We have not done any full-length documentaries. We've done YouTube videos, radio shows, article writing. You know, we try to stay all round, well-rounded, I guess you could say. But this is our first attempt at something that's like a full-length, a story we want to tell, so to speak.
Okay, where can people find your stuff?
JournalisticRevolution.com. All of our stuff and all of our links to everything that we have going on is at JournalisticRevolution.com.
Okay. You've talked about your work for Pork Fest. What do you have in plans for play?
Well, we got our programs, our itinerary, whatever's going on this week. So this afternoon, me and the rest of the crew sort of, you know, was, of course, with all the things going on, we had to kind of be particular at what we wanted to touch and go on as far as the seminars, concerts, bonfires, etc., everything that's going on, that we have to sort of pick and choose what we want to do. So sadly, we will be missing out on some things, but you know, we're starting to file that on down the line.
Yeah, Pork Fest activities are kind of like potato chips. How do you have just one?
Sometimes you just can't stop either. So
exactly. So what other type of Liberty festivals have you been to in the past? Or is this your first one?
No. We've been to many. I went to Liberty Fest in New York City. The past year and a half has been major, major traveling for me. I've been out west, been to Vegas. Me and the rest of the Journalistic Revolution crew actually met beforehand, before Atlanta Music Liberty Fest. Last year, that was being done in Atlanta, I believe, April of last year, and just had a great time and met a lot of. That's the best thing about these places. You know, we all have this online community and, you know, a lot of other things, but we get to come together and meet people face to face and have great interactions and lifelong friends with these people. And it's just, I couldn't be happier. Even with low sleep and everything else that's going on and the nightmares that go with traveling and everything else. But I've been super psyched the past 12 hours or so that we've been here.
Yeah, those connections really make it worth it. Earlier today, I was when I was doing the afternoon show, I was able to meet one of my Facebook friends I'd never met in real life, never spoken to on the phone. And she drove up here from Connecticut to say hello and take a look around. And she was only here for a couple hours, and then she split. But I mean, that was really priceless. And I got an opportunity to have her come on the air, and I talked to her for a little while, and it's just a really good time, because you, with the Liberty people, you're meeting a special brand of people. You know, you don't have to worry about the backstabbing and all the other junk that goes along with normal relationships and interactions with people. It's amazing how friendly people are, and libertarians have this reputation of being, well, you know, I got mine, screw you, and, you know, go away, and I hate the poor, and I hate roads. And it's really one of the kindest, gentlest bunch of people that I've ever met.
It's interesting when you draw back all of the stigma that people, you know, or whatever mainstream media wants to push.
The cartoon.
Sure, sure. And you really start to interact with people, and you find out how much people are just willing to do things out of, here's a concept, the kindness of their heart. That we're actually a community, and we actually genuinely do care about one another, and how easy things are. It's so much easier than a lot of the day-to-day stuff that we have to deal with.
Yep. It is. I can't say it enough. It's really hard to beat these type of people here. Now it's you just can't do it. It's, I don't know. I guess different communities have their own little thing, but I've never met a group as friendly, helpful, kind, generous, caring. You know, and just really fun to be around, because you know most of the libertarians have a very good sense of humor, and sarcasm is definitely the official language. So, as far as like the all that traveling that you were doing, what were the different types of places that you were going to, and how do you think Porkfest is going to compare to those?
And give it, we're a very short time in, and this is my first year, so you know, it's
same here.
It's going to be a blast. I mean, we've got another, you know, almost a full week ahead of us, filled with, you know, I just looked at our programs that we're given out here, and everything that's included and everything that's involved this week, and it's like, you know, we've got four guys with us, and we're like, we still have to narrow down. It's like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. Okay, go take a camera and go. And you know, so hopefully we get to capture as much as we possibly can, and even if we're not presently there, even being on site this week, that we get to see it later, and hopefully everybody else gets to see it later as well.
Okay, how many online contacts have you made that you'll be meeting for the first time?
I want to say that I've already probably had four or five just in the past, you know, couple hours that we've been here. But who knows? You know, there's people saying, you know, people might show up, people might not, and you know, we're a community that spans the entire country, and in some cases beyond this country. So there's no telling.
Yeah, there's a fellow here that grew up in Austria, so he lives in Massachusetts now, and it's pretty interesting to meet him and talk to him and get a chance to speak a little German and find out just how rusty I am. So, but okay, Randy, you got anything here?
Hey, Tripp, are you going to be filming, that's the wrong word, videoing any of the live broadcasting that's going to coming out of Porkfest this week?
Yes, and taking part as well. We'll be doing our own as well with our audiences, and, you know, just making contacts. I can't stress enough how much we were talking out by the bonfire earlier. Like, I know that people get into tiffs and everybody wants to think that they're right and all these other things. You know, there is division within this community, but it's very interesting to see everybody come together and what that means. So yeah, I mean, we'll be doing our own broadcast, videotaping broadcast, anything that has to do with Porkfest this week, we're gonna make sure that that's captured.
That's great. I don't know. Perhaps you know, Lou. How much time will be broadcast live every day from Porkfest? I mean, before it was just Free Talk Live, and now it's Free Talk Live. It's Freedom Fiends. Is there anyone else?
I believe Ernie Hancock does Freedom's Phoenix from live from here also.
Yeah, I'll be on with him at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So
okay, I've never met him yet. Yeah, I'm looking forward
great
to
guy,
meeting
great
him.
Guy.
Yeah, that's why I got this big pot of coffee here so I can keep up with him. Because, he's not exactly a slow talker.
No, yeah, he'll run you through the gambit pretty quick. So,
yeah, I want to see what kind of coffee he drinks.
Probably extra strong with double shots of, I don't even know, you know.
I'm not sure if I want as much. So, with your group, are you going to be doing any presentations or anything like that?
Our friend Robert Wiseman did some time with Free Talk Live earlier this evening, and Wednesday he's got an hour-long presentation on the Trivium, and it's still something that I'm trying to keep up with him with. You know, that's our crew. It's great. We've all got our areas of expertise, and he's really hit the ground running with this one, so I'm hoping it's received pretty well.
All right, Trip, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And
good luck,
we'll
Trip.
Be back with more.
Thanks.
We'll be back with more Freedom Fiends live from Porkfest in just a couple minutes, right after this. Worms.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to
torrent Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
And welcome back to the Freedom Fiends, live from New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And we have a very special treat tonight. One of our co-hosts has come up and joined us, Nikki Darling. I finally got a chance to meet her in real life for the first time today. It's like, oh my God, I'm giddy. I was squealing like a little girl over all this.
You're everything I imagined.
I don't know how to take that. And we also have a friend from the Ed and Ethan show. We have Kyler, who is their chase producer.
Yeah, the guy who does all the bookings and researches all the stories and writes all the script. You know what? Never mind.
So you came in from Utah.
Yeah. My wife is 7.5 months pregnant. We loaded up the Subaru with our two dogs and kayaks and tent and air conditioner unit and everything and made the trip. And yeah, it's been nice.
Now, I understand there have been a couple weddings here at Porkfest in the past. But I haven't heard about any babies being delivered. Are you shooting to be the first?
No, definitely not. We're clear out till September 15th. Actually, it's funny because on our trip home, we're planning on being a little more relaxed because we're not trying to make a deadline. So we're just going to be hitting lakes and rivers and stuff all across the country and anywhere that looks interesting. Avoiding the giant ball of twine, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the world's largest thermometer, going to stay away from that as far as possible. But, no, I mean, our only deadline is make it back in time for make sure the baby's born in Utah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want him to get, like, Alabama citizenship or something like that, would you?
I don't know.
That might be a horrible stigma.
Head down to Chile for the time of. That might be great. You know what I mean? Dual citizenship.
So
have ourselves an anchor baby.
Yeah.
Is this your first Pork Fest?
It is, absolutely. You know, this is not only just my first Pork Fest, this is my first freedom-oriented gathering, period. The best I've been up until this point has been maybe a local farmer's market. You accept Bitcoin? Awesome! that's about it, really. Lots and lots on the internet. But I've been very reclusive for a little while. I have what you'd call anxiety issues after being in the Marine Corps. I actually just got the 100% for PTSD very recently. So this is actually my first time out of the house in 9 months. I worked myself up to be able to come to this trip. So
how does it feel to be around these Liberty people?
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to paint a picture for you here. I'm coming across the plains, and normal people wake up every morning with stress levels at about a 2 to 3. People with PTSD, we wake up at about a 7 to 8. And especially while I was traveling, I'm looking at all these road pirates who are watching my vehicle, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, because I've been fishing a lot recently, and I'm thinking about how my car is very much like a lure, and how can I make my lure the very least attractive to these tiny brained predators that are going to be coming after me. just the feeling of I'm being watched all the time, and as we're going through the toll roads, I'm noticing all the cameras that are recording license plate numbers, and all of a sudden we pass out of Vermont into the New Hampshire side of things, and there's not a road pirate as far as the eye can see the entire time we come in. I don't see any cameras even on the Vermont side. There were still cameras near the road. On the New Hampshire side, everything disappears. And we pull into the campsite, and I'm still kind of uncertain about people, because once again, I've only ever met people online, and I was pretty anxious to begin with. And we got here the same day you did, and it took me a whole day to be able to talk to people. And after that, people immediately approached us and were like, "Hi, you guys are new here. Let's introduce you. And this is where you're going to be, you know, this is where everything's going to be. And is there anything we can get you? Is there anything we can do for you?" And it's just, it's absolutely amazing. I'm noticing, I'm still, it doesn't just go away, but I'm noticing that I'm more down to like the 5-6 area of stress level in the morning, and I'm not so jumpy around crowds as I usually am. And it's a good indicator. The wife and I were trying to decide whether this might be the place for us. And
well, this is my first Pork Fest, but it's not my first Liberty-oriented festival. And I think you're going to find this to be a very low-stress environment. Like Tripp was talking about, the most stressful things that you're going to deal with is figuring out what all you want to do.
Oh, no joke. I mean, I've heard you try and hook people into talking about some of the stuff there is here to kind of dangle the hook out there, so to speak, and so I'll do some of that. We actually had some neighbors roll in that had a beehive attached to the bottom of their RV and are going to be teaching DIY beekeeping and how to do your own distilling to be able to turn honey or any other substance into pure alcohol, or at least delicious pure alcohol.
That sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Going to be there.
And we'll be back. More Freedom Fiends right after this.
Worms.
Worms. Give us a worms, Nikki.
Worms.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com. Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
We'll be right back. Freedom Fiends. Fiends in the Field. Doing a live broadcast from New Hampshire. Or New Hampshire. And I've just been joined with Derek J.
Worms.
And we still have Kyler up here. And Derek, you and I, we met almost a year ago out in Michigan. You came out for the Mark Baker event.
That's right. Yes, it was a huge event for a farmer who was facing some aggression by some state agents, and he courageously stood up against that and stood for his property, which were his pigs. And farmers across the country, a lot of them say, it's not worth it to fight the man. But this one farmer stood up for himself and his family, and the community rallied around him. It was a beautiful event. It was nice to meet you there, Lou.
It was great to meet you too, and Eddie, and everybody else that came out from way out here. And maybe we'll do a documentary called Guns, Weed, and Hogs, The Road to Freedom.
Yeah.
And Kyler.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
So, we're talking about New Hampshire, and you were talking about how great it was.
Absolutely.
And Derek, who lives in New Hampshire again, he's going to talk about all the selling points of why all the Liberty people should move to New Hampshire and all the filthy status should stay in New York and California. Go, Derek, go.
Yeah, well, New Hampshire's one of the coolest places to live. And Kyle was talking about some of the freedoms and the weight that he felt lifted. That's a shared experience that I can attest to. When I cross over the bridge from Vermont to New Hampshire, I feel a physical weight lifted from my shoulders, and I've heard the same experience from others. It's not just about the mental experience, but there's actual laws that make it more free here. For example, I'm a small guy, and if someone were to pick a fight with me, they'd win, no matter who they are. So I can strap a gun to my hip here in New Hampshire, and no one will think anything of it. In fact, I did it when I first moved here, and I was smaller than I am now, like 140 pounds, and I felt like I needed to have some sort of protection. You never know what's going to happen, and I had interactions with police officers, and they had more problems with me using sidewalk chalk or making some sort of statement than they did with a gun. Never made an issue of it. So you have more freedoms with guns. Of course, no seatbelt law is a big one for a lot of people, because cops will pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt. And how are they going to prove it? Is it ever on video or anything? I think it's just busybodyism. It's being a nuisance. So New Hampshire doesn't have that.
Certainly, it's an excuse. It's an excuse to a probable cause and get in there. You know what I mean? It's all part of the revenue generation.
Yeah, and no helmets. But it's no helmet laws. You know, it's not required by the state. I really like that most people do wear helmets anyway. Just it's a good idea to protect your head. But I like the idea that they're not going to be threatened with cages or fines if mommy and daddy government doesn't like it.
We talked about the revenue generation on the afternoon show today, and I just recently went through this and had to go to court, and they offered me impeding traffic at $140 and no points.
Oh my.
Versus illegal left turn or whatever.
So they've now fully mirrored the Catholic Church, where they're now selling indulgences, basically.
That's exactly what that is. Yeah, the magistrate's name was Leo the Tenth, and she came out and she talked about all the safety stuff and says, now you can buy salvation for the right price.
Oh, goodness.
And because it wasn't worth it to fight it and take time off of work
deal
with court costs.
I agree. Give them their funny money.
Yeah.
Throw them some of their fiat across the table and laugh to the bank with Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So rather than take the beating and go to the government and ask the government to not be so government-y, you know, I surrendered it. I'll get it back one way or another.
Now, where was this located, Lou?
This was just outside of the city of Detroit.
Can we just say the failed state from now on?
I mean, just the failed state project. I'm trying to put that on my mind for this week.
Let's. I want to get that out there because it's awful nice. The failed state project.
Well, you mentioned that the idea, if you walk into court, you've already lost. Pretty much, it's not worth your time. They've already got your time, so don't go. Just pay them off. In Detroit, that may be the best plan of action, but one of the things that I especially like about New Hampshire, there's no fee for contesting a ticket. A lot of states, you know, they charge you like $100 if you want to even contest it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, you've got nothing to lose, and you get the cop off the street for a couple hours, too. You know, the person who's writing these frivolous tickets.
If he even cares to show, and
right.
If he doesn't, then you're off.
If he doesn't show, then you win. And if he does show, then you've kept him from writing several more tickets that day. And so it's a win-win situation for people who love freedom.
And if you have the time, if you have the time.
Right, yeah. Right. If you want to make the time, and a lot of people who move to New Hampshire for more freedom, or people who are attending this conference, they do want to make the time for those types of issues. It's worth it to resist in some ways.
Yeah, yeah. But in the city of Detroit, you don't have to worry so much about traffic tickets and stuff like that, because there's hardly any cops there.
See, I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised they made you go clear to the magistrate. I'm surprised you weren't able to just pay it right there with a debit card for the officer. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm pretty sure they've probably got a little click into their cell phone by this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, scan their QR code.
Exactly.
Now, the highwayman is much more efficient than the government because he tries to get it done in 30 seconds or less.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait around for the highwayman. At least he's quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't make you go see somebody else and discuss it.
That's just the efficiency of private business, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will say one thing. We can open carry our chalk in Detroit area.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We won't get any heat, but they will stop people for open carrying handguns, and it's really amazing because it is legal in the state of Michigan to open carry. There's some silly restrictions on it, but it is legal. Well, and for the cops to harass people, I'm sorry, guys, but ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of guns around here at Porkfest, and I've never felt safer in my life.
Oh, no.
Knowing that
there
are so many people who are ready to defend themselves. It's a empowering thing to be around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I absolutely agree. And I was a marksmanship instructor in the Marine Corps, and I'm actually hoping, is anybody here on liberty.me yet? I've been on there teaching marksmanship lessons to anybody who will get on there. If, in fact, I don't want to plug them too much on somebody else's network, but I do them every Tuesday night, and Jeffrey Tucker's actually been coming to them, and he's supposed to be here, and so I'm going to see if I could talk him into actually getting a real marksmanship lesson, because he only shows up for the last 10 minutes, and then, you know what I mean?
How do you do a marksmanship lesson over, is it like over the internet? Or?
Yeah, we have a little classroom. Actually, the Liberty.me classroom gets set up almost every single night. It's a full-on audio-video stream that gets done with all kind of, like Walter Block is on there almost once a week, and just all kinds of great stuff on there. All kinds of DIY like they got here. Not quite as intensive and hands-on as you can do here. I mean, build your own AR-15. Jeez, what else was there? Somebody's doing. My wife learned how to make yogurt today.
No way.
Yeah, for real. And then she's going for mozzarella tomorrow. And then body care products. That one's actually. I think that basically that one gives you everything you need to start your own little business in body care products. Basically.
So cool.
It's just packed with just about everything you can imagine. No kidding, the really hard part's going to be deciding where we eventually want to go. But what about moving out here? I mean, like, what cities are really
There's some easy hot spots.
I hear there's a little a hot spot in Keene right now, but I also hear that it's a hot spot in a different way out in Keene.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of activity happening in Keene always. Keene, New Hampshire is one of the many places that people move when they're considering moving for activism, for the Free State Project, when they want to move to New Hampshire for liberty in their lifetime. And a lot of people decide to land there and live free and take the consequences. I am among them, and I was inspired by others.
I just hear about all the hot news coming out of Keene weekly nowadays. Well, it seems a little...
There's the city council is considering banning chalk because some activists have been using chalk to write messages about peace and freedom, and that can be threatening to the status quo.
What are they going to do about all the natural chalk that just comes up out of the ground? Because that exists almost in every state, basically.
I raised that point to them, in fact, at a city council meeting, pointing out that this is a natural substance that just developed.
What are they going to do? Are they going to arrest children? I think this is going to be the really fun part, is to see if some five-year-old girl drawing, like, "Hello, Mom, I love you," on her front yard gets arrested.
Kyler, just to give you an idea of how out of touch they are, I brought that issue up with them as well in the same presentation, and I asked, would you be willing to break out the handcuffs for children on sidewalk chalk? There was a pause, and then they asked, is that a rhetorical question? They actually weren't sure. They were considering it.
Well, the answer is yes, if anybody out there listening is curious. Just look at the poor young individual who was harmed by that stun grenade not that long ago, or the numerous young girls who recently have been arrested for doing lemonade stands out in front of the Capitol.
Well, it's really cool you asked about different places to land. Obviously, another hot spot is Manchester, because it's the biggest city in New Hampshire.
What if I'm looking for some of the kind of quiet?
Quiet places include Grafton. I know that a lot of people enjoy Grafton because, to my understanding, it has no zoning ordinances and no property taxes.
You know, I was talking to somebody about that just yesterday, and they said that there you can build anything anywhere out there, and there's no taxes on
it. And you own it. You know, how rare is that? So often, you know,
it's the only place in the country, I think.
Yeah,
except for Nevada.
It's one of the freest towns in America, there's no doubt. But if you have a dream about and something you want to build and you want to make it come true, I can't imagine a better place than Grafton.
Mm-hmm. My bunker. I mean...
Is that something you dream?
I mean, that'll be in Columbia, of course.
Well, it's kind of woodsy for me. It's too far away from civilization, in my opinion. I like to be close enough to a city where I can go to a 24-hour spot or something.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And we started to figure that out. I grew up in a tiny town, and then I got the taste of the city, and now I'm kind of...
You got the bug. Well, others want isolation, and you can find that here, and you can find... 24-hour nightlife, if that's what you're looking for. So it's a real range. Yeah. Also, there's
something
beaches.
That I want to clear up, that I want to ask you to clear up for me, is because you are one on the activist side. So personally, I believe that voting and any kind of voting in that is an act of violence in and of itself. Uh-huh. And so I was awful confused from the internet perspective, and this is nothing that the Free State Project has ever put out there all on their own, but my opinion, my thought was that there would be this unspoken, well, you're going to vote for our issues, right? You know what I mean?
And we will get the answer to that question right after this. More Freedom Fiends Live coming up.
Worms.
Worms, fish, and hogs.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations, and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Freedom Fiends. live from New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And before we went to break, there was a question posed to Derek J. And that question was, are people expected to go along with the Free State stuff? Basically, that's it, right?
Kyler asked a question specifically about voting, saying, does the Free State Project ask its participants to vote any particular way? And the definitive answer is no, that the Free State Project does not tell people which way to vote or even to vote at all. There are some people who don't vote at all and others who spend most of their political time campaigning for elections, and it embraces a wide variety of strategies. But I think the idea is to move here and pursue your dreams.
Great answer. I can't think of anything better than that. And we're going to talk to a couple more people. We're going to talk to Nicole, and we're going to talk to Joe. Hi, Nicole. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you from?
Just outside of Rochester, New York, in Palmyra, New York, actually.
Okay. And this is not your first Pork Fest.
Second.
Okay. And you're friends with Derek, who was on earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Not Derek J., but the other Derek.
Yep. Slopey.
Derek, yeah. And Donna, yep.
So what keeps you coming back? What really gets you excited? Why does everybody else want to come here?
Relief.
Okay. Relief. And, you know, paint the picture, that special feeling that you get.
What other people have said before about the connections that you make. Last year was our first year here. We planned on coming, having a good time, and just bolting right out on Sunday. But the connections that we made throughout the week were, you know, genuine connections, to where it took us actually hours to get out of here because, you know, we had to go say goodbye to this person, we had to see this person before we left, and just the people just being on the same level with people, being able to talk about things and not having to, like, explain a backstory to what you're talking about to get somebody up to speed.
It wasn't just a temporary friendly occupancy of a campsite.
Okay.
The relationships lasted.
Okay, so it's not like meeting somebody on the plane.
No.
Okay. From last year, folks that you met, were there any that you actually met up with in real life in between last year's Pork Fest and this year's Pork Fest?
Negative.
Everybody lives too far away from us.
Okay. What do you guys have planned for this week? What's the big stuff on your menu?
Anything with Ben Stone, Bill Buper, Jeffrey Tucker is going to be in this weekend. The shoot on Saturday. We love to shoot guns. We don't often get the chance.
Vampire state of New York is difficult to shoot firearms.
Yeah, New York stand doesn't really like that too much.
Not at all.
So, and we were talking last night about the SAFE Act, and you gave me some very encouraging information. What's going on in New York State with the SAFE Act and the general population?
Out of all the counties in New York State, there's three of them that endorse the SAFE Act, and every single sheriff in every other county, and the number escapes me at the moment, is kind of backhandedly opposed to it, whether they're questioning it or outright defying it or calling for more resources. They're totally either sandbagging or just kind of coming out to the people they have to deal with every day.
So you have the law enforcement and women agencies that are not really enforcing it. They're basically, I don't want to say ignoring it, but kind of ignoring it. And the people are ignoring it, and basically they're just like, go pound sand.
Yeah. A lot of non-compliance on the end of firearms owners, personally.
Absolutely.
Those are encouraging words. Thanks. thanks for spending the evening with us with Freedom Fiends. And one thing that I'm looking forward to this week is meeting all these co-hosts that I've spoken to on the Skype and the radio show and never met in person. And all these other people that I connected to on the internet. It's going to be great. Thanks for coming on, Randy, if you're still there.
I am. Worms.
Worms, indeed.
Worms.
And Michael will be back tomorrow night, probably, and we'll be broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday live from Porkfest.